Hi, I'm Megan Raymond, and welcome to Showy8. After years of making ads for a living and teaching students how to do it, I realized that the questions and creative process that I used at work could help more than make brands great. So this is a creative brainstorming workshop in less than 15 minutes where I help people get their greatness on. Hello, everyone. This is Megan Raymond, and welcome to Showy8. Today, we have our friend Alexis on the phone today. Say hello, Alexis.
Hello, Alexis.
All right, Alexis. So before we get into what your creative challenge is, let's find out what you do for a living.
So right now I'm a project manager. I just got a new job, and I am in the financial industry.
Okay.
So, so I run projects for the company, and I work with change management. So a lot of projects involving change, whether it's like a new system or a new way of working or, something that people need to get used to using in a different way.
Okay, that makes sense. And then what did you do for a living before that?
Before that, I had a lot of PR and communications roles.
Now, if you had to describe yourself in three words, what would they be? Like, for instance, I would describe you as perky, diligent, and you love to do research.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice of you to say. I would say I'm positive.
Mm-hmm.
I am energetic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also very caring.
All right. And if you had to describe what kind of you were, what would you be, like a builder or a doer or a maker? Like, I would call you a can-doer and a humor lover-er.
Lover-er. That's funny. Well, thank you again. I would say Okay, so I've been told that I am a developer.
Okay.
I like to develop things. So, like, sometimes people come to me with problems. I like to just develop solutions, develop things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely a tasker.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to make lists. And, you know, like, even on the weekends, I like to check off my little list on stuff I'm doing on, you know, errands. And I'm also a dreamer.
What would you like to accomplish, and what do you think is getting in the way?
I wrote a children's book years ago, and I would really love to get it published or see it published. And the book is about handling change and actually about moving across the country. So at the time, we had moved from one coast to the other, and I had written this based on my family's experience. I just don't know how to get it to the next step. It seems to be like a chicken and egg story where you have to be published to get published. I mean, the research that I've done, really shows that people in the publishing industry, at least as far as I found, don't want to really meet with you unless you've been published. Like, I can't get a rep or an agent or anything like that. I'm basically on my own. And a lot of people say, oh, why don't you just publish it yourself then? And I've known a couple of people that have done that, and I don't know if that's really the route I want to go. I see people do that and the books go nowhere. You know, like after working in the PR industry, like I would really love to see maybe something happen with the book.
When we had a previous conversation, you also said you had some concerns about the costs that could be involved with trying to publish it yourself.
Right. Yes, that's the other thing. Like I also have this full-time job and everything. So I don't know if I could really do that. And then also, put the money into it to have it published.
Okay. So you're trying to figure out what next step you can take.
Yes.
All right. Now, what talents do you have that you think you can put towards this goal you want to accomplish?
When we moved, I looked for books, that maybe talked about this experience. And there definitely is a gap in the market for these kind of books. So I've got two kids, and I know, I know what children want, what would be good to read to them as a parent. I know what parents are looking for. I think nowadays, like you said, I'm a researcher,
mm-hmm.
done as much research as I can in the area. And I do truly believe that it's a gap. I've worked in marketing and PR. I know about positioning a book like this or trying to sell a book like this, how to promote it. So, you know, I'm interested just to see what the end result looks like. I'm really open.
So who are you talking to? Who would directly benefit from you accomplishing this goal?
I definitely think children can benefit from a book like this. So my kids, you know, and then kids everywhere who are experiencing a big change. So it could either be about moving or it could be about another change in their life. I think the book can kind of relate to those topics. And then, you know, for me too, the other part of the answer would be that, you know, I've had this laying around for a while just to have that fulfillment of getting it done. And I would really just like to see something happen with it.
So. So you'd like to get it done and you'd like to accomplish this both for both for kids and for yourself.
Yep.
All right. Now, how do you want them to feel about this endeavor? What emotion do you think of? And it's best to think of them as like I, he, she feels.
I mean, for me, I definitely think, you know, it's that fulfillment. I feel like I did it. It doesn't have to mean, you know, the book doesn't have to be wildly successful or anything like that. But just the fact that I got it done and just to, you know, get it off my chest, because right now it's just kind of half done. You know, I wrote it, but nothing's happened with it. And I know I like to feel accomplished and complete those tasks that I've kind of started. And then for, you know, the person who's reading it, I want them to feel, you know, like they're not alone, that this is something that happens to other people and, you know, they maybe are hopeful and are more positive about what's happening in their lives.
Oh, great. All right. And so what's happening either in your world or the world around you that makes you want to focus on doing this?
Well, I think there's definitely a lot of change in the world happening, you know, all around us every day, right? You turn on the news and it's something crazy again. So more and more, I think people are talking about change. And I think this really affects our children also. So I think that makes me think about change a lot. But also because of this new job, giving me a real balance of work, home life. And I'm starting to, you know, have a chance. I have some free space in my brain. I don't mean to imply that I'm not busy because I'm very busy, but you know, this is, it's reminded me that I do have a few things that I'd like to finish. And the other thing is like, I keep going back to the book is about moving, and I wrote it originally because I personally was in shock about moving. And I was trying to accept that, you know, this is the new place that we're going to be living. And, you know, as I'm going through those emotions, I'm trying to help my daughter go through those emotions too. And I'm trying to put on a happy face, like, oh, you know, it's going to be all right. And
a happy face,
all that,
or a brave face.
Yeah. A brave face too. And, you know, you want to protect them and tell them to stay positive, but you also want them to feel empowered, you know, and I didn't really know how to explain that. So I think this book could have helped me and also helped her.
I think a lot of people could relate to that.
I think so.
So I have some action items for you. I have some feedback for you.
Okay. And okay, good. I love it.
All right. So I just want to say, when we talk about your action items, my references will be from the Q&A that the audience just heard and part of a phone conversation that you and I had that maybe they haven't heard, but I'll clarify for them. All right. So to get to the book, it seems like you need to create some steps in between. We can do that by first addressing your mindset and then looking at how to create more public interest in your endeavor, all right?
Okay.
So the first one is refocusing your thinking. Your mindset about this book seems to be positioned as an answer or a final destination, and especially about a pressure of checking something off of a list, turning a goal into a task. But maybe you could relook at it as more of an exploration or a journey, which can open up possibilities for you, since when you and I spoke on the phone, you had said you felt like you were dealing with a dead end. Instead of worrying about the task of publishing a children's book, maybe you stay focused on the idea of how to talk about a difficult subject like change. What's really interesting here is that you had said that you were afraid of the change just as much, if not more, than who you were protecting. When we go through fear, we can feel alone. And now it seems you're trying to create and publish a book alone. It seems you're...
This is very interesting, Megan. I like it. Okay. I'm with you. Go ahead.
It seems you're in the position again of having to know the answer, which can feel lonely, instead of feeling connected to something that's helped you grow. Also, the experience is over, so now you have the added luxury of hindsight. The takeaway is, if you focus on a thing itself, that can feel restrictive. But if you focus on the idea of what the thing is about, that can start to feel open. You may even find out that the thing itself is less important or becomes part of a group of things, or it may take on another form altogether. What do you think about that so far?
Wow. This is a really good point. Yeah. And also, yeah, I mean, why does it have to be really, it doesn't have to be a children's book. Right. I mean, I have, this is definitely opening up, the way I'm thinking about it.
Oh, good. I'm excited.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, you're welcome. I got a second part for you. You ready for this one?
Okay.
All right. So all right. So this second part's called, this is about creating interest.
Okay.
In the book. So as you mentioned, there seems to be a big obstacle to getting published. But one thing that does seem to count in getting a book deal is to be known. There are ways for you to create more awareness about your story that can make you more known. And to do it, you can embark on manageable, fun projects that work within your time and budget that can create a relationship with an audience that would want to support you. The way to look at it is to switch from this idea of having to do it alone to sharing it and feeling connected. Mm-hmm. Now, for instance, maybe this is an experience you can share with your family. Unlike in the beginning, when you were dealing with this change around the move, when you felt you had to keep a brave face, which meant you had to hold back a lot instead of really feeling like you could share. Now, your kids are older and can communicate and understand things so much more directly. I bet their perspective would only add to the story.
I like where that's going, though. I think that's... Yeah, okay.
All right, so this is what sharing could look like. First part is your kids could help you with storyline ideas and illustrations. Or the other piece is you can post your journey of creating the story on social media feeds, which could lead to things like a downloadable ebook or something like that that takes less financial resources. The sharing of the journey and then the sharing of a small pot of gold at the end, especially with an audience, can create community. And community creates being known, which then can lead to people who would want to promote you. And that's what I have.
Right.
That's what I have for you. What do you
think? Wow. this is great. These are definitely things that I have not thought of before. Right? There's other ways, other things to do with the idea. And the awareness thing is really interesting because I haven't tried that at all. I haven't really shared it really with anybody. Mm-hmm. And frankly, like when I do, people are like, what? How come you never told me that? You know? So, and you know, it's an interesting story, like what we went through, and I'm sure other people, you know, have gone through it too. Mm-hmm. But it's sort of, just been, you know, stagnant, but these are ways that I could change it a little bit. This is very interesting. And the first point too, about the journey and even, you know, what form does it, it doesn't have to be a book. It could be something else, or I could also reach out, you know, to the kids and I think they read it years ago, right? Mm-hmm. But we haven't revisited it. So I could definitely do that and get their perspective, because now they're older and they might, you know, have other ideas too. I mean, just was, you know, waiting for really somebody to talk to about it. And looks like I found the right person. No, this is great. I mean, and I am open to it. Like, I'm not locked in. I just think the idea, you know, was a good one. There is a little, I think it's a, you know, a gap in the market. There's a little niche with this topic. And yeah, I'll definitely, this gives me more to think about.
Oh, good. And would you be willing to come back and tell us what happened?
Sure.
All right, great.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So if we don't have anything else to talk about, would you please help me say goodbye to the audience? Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you, Lexi.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hope there was some creative problem-solving ideas you can use. I'm Megan Raymond, and thanks for listening to Showy 8. You can listen on iTunes, Google Play, and showy8.com. And follow me on Instagram at showy8wisewords for your daily inspiration.